Roland stepped out of the late Lippy's quarters. "Hail, Bill," he said mildly. "Long days and pleasant nights." The robot turned. His eyes flashed bright blue. That looked like surprise to Susanna. He showed no alarm that she could see, however, and didn't appear to be armed. But she had already marked the antenna rising from the center of his head, twirling and twirling in the bright morning light, and she felt confident she could clip it with an Ariza if she needed to. "Easy peasy Japanesey," Eddie would have said. "Ah," said the robot, "a gudda, ga, gunna, ga, gu, gu, gu." He raised an arm that had not one elbow joint but two, and smacked his head with it. From inside came a little whistling noise, "Weep!" And then he finished, "A gunslinger!" Susanna laughed. She couldn't help it. They had come all this way to meet an oversized electronic version of Porky Pig.
"Tibia, that's all, folks."
"I had heard rumors of such on the l-l-l-land," the robot said, ignoring her laughter. "Are you Roland of Gilead?"
"So I am," Roland said. "And you?"
"William D-746541M, maintenance robot. Many other functions. Joe Collins calls me stuttering Bill. I've got a fried circuit somewhere inside. I could fix it, but he forbade me. And since he's the only human around, or was..." He stopped. Susanna could quite clearly hear the clitter-clack of relays somewhere inside in what she thought of wasn't C-3PO, who she'd of course never seen, but Robbie the robot from Forbidden Planet. Then, stuttering Bill quite touched her heart by putting one metal hand to his forehead and bowing. But not to either her or to Roland. He said, "Hail, Patrick de Danville, son of Sonia. It's good to see you out and in the clear, so it is." And Susanna could hear the emotion in stuttering Bill's voice. It was genuine gladness, and she felt more than okay about lowering her plate.